Man, I feel like that is a great line for this morning. You give me all that I need. I just came through this morning, just like waking up, spending the time in the day, and I realized, man, there's actually a lot of people that are feeling like, sure, what happened? You know, like it's a new day, it's a new beginning, but like, and I was ready for it. I was ready to get up and go. I was ready to like step into everything that God had for me this morning, like, and this year, but all of a sudden woke up and felt like, man, it's like the first day after working out. It's just like, what happened? You know, your body's like, hello, I'm, you know, like, what did you do to me? And I feel like we've all kind of hit the ground running, and that kind of happens in the new year. But something that the Lord has said to me is that giving of yourself is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. There's a keep that positive mindset and expectation that God really does want to move, and he's going to move through you. You know, one thing that he actually said to me at the beginning of the year was, Owen, empty yourself every day. Empty yourself every day. And I think that's a really important thing, to empty yourself. That's a great thing. You don't want to go to bed and still feel like there's something left in the tank. You know, you want to give every single thing that you have for the kingdom, for the work that God's called you to do, and just invest everything that you can. But really important note that I really feel, specifically on a morning like this that we've been experiencing and going through, is like, okay, what happened? Like, I'm just like, I don't have the stamina anymore. I'm like trying to get there. And it's just like, don't forget that it's so important to fill up and set that time aside to fill up, you know, make it a thing, make it a thing. And it doesn't have to be a super long time. Like, actually, just before coming onto the show now, something that I just did was, man, Lord, I need you to fill me up, give me what I need for the responsibility that you've given me and for me to step into it. And I literally just took 10 minutes, went to a quiet place, asked the Holy Spirit, come fill me, give me life, transform me, just come. Because I know that in myself, I don't have the strength, but with you, whew, that's where the power lies. And he said in his word that he will energize our mortal bodies through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's a real thing. That is a real thing, and something that we're going to carry on talking about here on Impact 103. So welcome to the show. You're being real right now with Owen Farley, and this is another opportunity that we have to be real, challenge the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Farley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Even if I go through the fire, you will never leave me. And that's actually exactly what we're going through. You know, this year we need Jesus. We need him. We need the Holy Spirit to work through us. And as we pick up where we left off just now, about actually emptying yourself every day. You know, making sure that you are doing your part, making sure that you are playing playing what God wants you to do in and through your life. And it actually made me think of a vision that I had like a few years ago while I was spending time with the Lord about emptying myself. And it was actually a beautiful thing, because I realized I was on this beach. It was amazing, amazing. And the waters were glistening. And I realized that the waters that were next to me were living waters. And all of a sudden, I started seeing a whole bunch of people on the beach. And I was like, oh man, they are really thirsty. They need Jesus. They need to be filled up. And I literally had this cup in my hand, went into the waters, scooped some up, and took it through to everybody that needed it. And as I did, it would just bring life to them. And honestly, God has called every single one of us to be a vessel. Every single one of us to be a vessel, just like that cup is, to be able to scoop in into the rivers and the waters of life and bring it through to people that need it. As it says in 2 Timothy 2:21, so whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel that is set apart and useful. Ooh, I like that. I like that word, useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. And honestly, that's the way that I want to be living this year. I want to be ready, fit, for God to be able to say, okay, I need to touch this person, be my vessel, get up, get them a drink, go and deliver and allow me to move through you. And the thing that I realize, specifically after having a morning like this where everyone is like, just like facing it and saying, okay, God, I need to get back into the year. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to help me go. This is the key. You have to drink. You have to have something in the tank before you're able to get up and help others. And honestly, something that I love about the job that I have here at Impact 103, being with you on air, is actually being able to fill up while I'm going. And I know that there are a lot of places that are actually listening to Impact while they work, even while you drive, in between things that God has you doing. And honestly, it's such an honor to be able to fill up, drink together while you're busy doing what God has you to do. You know, there's a passage in the Bible that I actually find exceptionally interesting. It's in John 7, and it's actually talking about when Jesus was at a feast. Now, I love this scripture because it's like the way that Jesus reacts, the way that he does things, just says a lot to me about his character. But then the reason behind it, just like that song, was he was doing it for love. He was showing us a different way. He was showing us, listen, there's a different way to do things. And if you do it my way, you're going to benefit. So here's John 7, verse 37. It says, now on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried in a loud voice. Now just take a look at how random that is. You know, he kind of just stands up in the middle of a feast and start shouting, like it's random, okay? And I love this about Jesus, is like the way that he does things and the reasoning behind it. Oh, I just love him. Okay, so if any man is thirsty, this is what he's shouting. If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs of and rivers of living water. But he was speaking of the Spirit, whom those who believed, trusted in, and had faith in him were after to receive. For the Holy Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Now, we're living in the time when the Holy Spirit has been given. Jesus has been glorified. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's saying, you will be filled with my Spirit and flow, and rivers of living water will flow continuously from you. All you have to do is come to me. Come to me and drink. It's like a free thing. You can decide anytime just to come to me and drink, and you'll have whatever it is that you need. And I love that one word in there that kind of really stands out to me, because it's something that I notice that I need specifically when I'm emptying myself on a daily basis, is that the rivers and the springs flow continuously. It never stops, never ends. It always keeps on coming. And I love that about Jesus. So keep on going with us this morning as we just step into a little bit more about what the Spirit has, everything that God has for us. We're going to get it this morning. We're going to be filled up by the end of this. So stay tuned. Isaiah 54 verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now, the reason I'm reading this scripture is because part of giving up everything that you are for God and emptying yourself on a daily basis is, this is something so beautiful the Lord showed me the one time. I was spending time with him, and I've been in full-time mission for like the last 10 years. And part of my experience was I was constantly giving, you know, being filled up by the Holy Spirit, giving, filled up with the Holy Spirit, giving. And the one time he showed me the scripture to enlarge the place of my tent, and I was meditating on this, and I was saying, Lord, what do you really want me to get out of this? Because it was just standing out to me. And all of a sudden, I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, every single time that you say no to yourself and yes to me, you are expanding your capacity to give. So the cup that you are filling, you know, the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He comes and he fills us with his Spirit, but we only get a certain measure. But every time we say no to ourselves and take that extra step further, take that extra step that like is just like, whoa, like I'm going like above and beyond, we expand our capacity, we stretch. And then the next time God fills us, he fills us with more. And I started realizing this more and more and more. And it was such a beautiful thing for me because I was like, man, I can really house everything that God is. I can really make sure that I'm empty so that I can be stretched so that the next time I can be filled and it's going to be even more. And kind of this was a challenge for me, especially since this one sentence kept on popping up. And I really feel like I need to expose it so that hopefully you don't fall into the same trap that I did. The sentence came up that said, but God, what about me? And what I love about that is it's so clear that that voice that is speaking to you right there is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is definitely not me. Me is the flesh trying to jump up again and say, I'm being killed, like save me kind of thing. But the Bible is very clear on what we need to do with the flesh. The flesh, there's only one thing we do with it, and we die to ourselves. We die to the flesh. We kill it. We assassinate it if we have to. We just make sure that it is completely, completely dead. So I just want to, just as a word of caution, as you're going, emptying yourself for the kingdom, as you're going and giving yourself for others and sharing love and being love, just as Christ said, make sure that you watch out for that sentence, but God, what about me? If you have just joined us here on Impact 103, you've joined us just in time for a segment that I really love and I'm excited for. So here we go. The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge, the challenge, the challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Woo. Welcome to Challenge for Change. It doesn't feel weird, Zero, sometimes hearing your voice.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it does.
That's so cool. So what I did notice that I've actually experienced throughout this week is that this challenge really made me focus on actually reading these things. But then I noticed I started studying like a lot more on what the scriptures were saying. You know, like I was reading these scriptures, but then all of a sudden I started reading the scriptures surrounding it. I started reading the chapter, and then I start like
kind of getting connected to that particular thing.
Yes, I kind of get inspired to say, okay, like, what's the next step? And I noticed that all of a sudden, because I started taking those next steps, I found a scripture that was like, boom, right? Like, I needed that scripture.
Yeah, it was relevant for that.
And it was the same topic about this, the Holy Spirit, like being filled with the Holy Spirit. And this was it. It was Galatians 5, verse 16. It says, but if you walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit and stay responsive to Him, okay, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh. And I love that because it's like, if you're in the Spirit, you can't.
You stay there.
You can't gratify the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
You're in the Spirit.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
there's no way there'll be a part of you that's still in the flesh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so true.
And you'll have like no desire for the flesh. You'll have no desire for what you had before.
Yeah.
Those things will like literally disappear completely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about you, Stephen? Like actually putting this into practice this week, how did it go for you?
100%. Yeah, so that's exactly what I experienced. And it's that intentionality to walk in the Spirit and say, Lord, I want to know what you want to do. I want to know what you're intending for my life. I'm looking for what you're looking, you know, to achieve through me. And I know that I can't do that in the flesh. I'm not going to hear you properly. I'm going to think my own things. I'm going to go my own way, right? So being more in tune with Him allows us to know that more. And the more we replace the Holy Spirit and His presence with other things, the more astray we're more likely to go.
Headed.
You know, because you replace it with other things in your life. You replace it with social media. You sit there for hours, you know, trying to get affirmation through photos and likes and all that kind of stuff. You can even do it through food. That sense of satiation is something that can replace. It can give you a sense of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And that comfort is something that we should seek from the Holy Spirit. And when we do that,
exactly,
we lose the need for anything else, and we're able to hear Him more, have more effective prayers, be able to understand the Bible more. So walking in the Spirit, you have so much more direction, and the things that held you back before and actually give you more condemnation upon yourself, those things then disappear.
I'm actually so glad that you mentioned this, because like one of the things that we've been talking about in the show today is actually like, what are you filling yourself with? Because you have to give out, you know. So whatever you're filling yourself with is
what's
going
to come out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I noticed throughout the week that as I was meditating on these things, and I was meditating on being controlled by the Holy Spirit and being like discerning His voice and like being responsive to Him, I started noticing that I was doing it more automatically because I'm tuned in to listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I was actually in Fruit and Veg. Okay. I was in Fruit and Veg.
Do they still call it that?
I mean, they do. Like, I don't know. What do you guys call it?
I haven't seen one of those in ages.
It's
Fruit Lovers. It's Fruit Lovers. I mean, maybe it's just me.
Old school.
Okay, but I was in Fruit Lovers, right? And I went through to the bakery section and was choosing some rolls for my family. We were like planning lunch and everything. And as I was choosing the rolls, I noticed this woman and like she just stood out to me, and I'm like looking at her and I could literally feel the Holy Spirit say she's going through a rough time right now. And literally that's all I said to her. I said, listen, are you okay? I just feel like you're going through a rough time. Are you okay? And she said, yo, I'm actually really not. Like my back is out and, you know, like things are going on and blah, blah, blah. So it opened up an opportunity for God to start moving.
Yeah.
And because I'd been spending time...
You're in tune.
Because I'd been spending time, what came out? The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yep. Yeah.
That was love, joy, peace, you know?
Yeah.
That came out. And I got to pray with her right there. And God healed her back.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like right there. And the lady that was like behind me in the queue actually said, no, don't stop. Don't worry about me. You carry on doing this. I was like, yes, let's go.
This is needed.
And then all of a sudden, what it produced was the other workers started saying, yo, we also need prayer. Pray for us.
My gosh.
And there was a group of us in Food Lovers all holding hands, praying the salvation, like prayer of salvation right there. I was like, this is the fruit of the Spirit.
It could have only been obedience as well.
I'm telling you.
Because had you disobeyed in that moment, you wouldn't have seen the move of 100%. God in that very moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, this is what this year is really about. It's about being filled with the Spirit so that things like this can actually start happening. And we're all called to it. It's not one person. The Bible says when you receive, I mean, this is one of the things that we're learning, Acts 1 verse 8. When we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, like, it gives us power, ability, efficiency, might. It's like He moves.
When
it's
he comes upon you, yes. There's just no way he will not move.
Come on. Exactly. Yeah. So, Luca, I just want to check. Which one of those for you stands out?
Because I know for me, it's got to be John 5:30. Actually, I could just relate to it when you took this script to me. Because I'm able to do nothing from myself, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. Basically, unless the Holy Spirit says something to me, that's exactly what I'll do. There's nothing that I'll do outside of the will of God. And we're having a conversation with Noah the other day to say, look, we no matter how much we want our independence as people, no matter how we want to be individuals, there is just no way we can continue to thrive as those individuals if we are apart from Christ.
Come on.
So when I saw this, I was just like, it's okay to be an individual, but individual apart from the creator of who created the individual is as good as useless. So when I saw this, I was just like, Lord, really, unless it is within your will.
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter.
And if Jesus himself had to walk like that.
Exactly.
I mean, he is like the perfect person.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is what we're modeling ourselves after.
Exactly.
To become like him. Mm. So if he himself did nothing except when God said, do this.
Then like, I shall do absolutely nothing unless he instructs me to.
What a challenge. What a challenge. So if you want to join in with Challenge for Change, please do join us. Let us know even on our WhatsApp line 071-3640-376. And we will be able to just join this. This is a community thing. We're all in the body of Christ, going after God, having our own experiences and growing, maturing, building.
Just exploring scripture as we live through it.
And you know what the funny thing is, that the more you seek, the more you consume of the word, the more the more hungry you actually get.
Yes.
The more you want. Yes. It develops a hunger in you.
Come on. And that's what I love about the challenge, because when you challenge to do it and you take it seriously, you're like, oh man, I have to do this. You actually set aside the time and make the effort.
Yep.
And that's the key. It's like, I have to put in the effort if I want to see a different result. And man, I just want it. So guys, thank you so much for joining me for Challenge.
Thank you for having us.
And guys, if you're listening, please do it. Do it, do it, do it. If you feel the stirring, join in with us. Let us know. And we can actually build each other up. You know, we've had a message here from Sam saying, I am in for Challenge for Change. Such a great thing. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm actually going to be excited. Just remember, anything that you want to know for Challenge or Change is going to be on the podcast that we're going to place on our website, www.impactradio.co.za. And you can find out those scriptures there to learn. Okay. For me, however, here on Being Real, it's come to the end of my time with you. I've had an amazing one here on Being Real. And just remember, keep it real with your relationship with the Lord and understand that he really, really, really does love you.